Good evening.
David might have wondered why he was planted on the hills alone as a shepherd looking after the sheep. But he was growing skills for another season and another reason. Esther may well have questioned why she was in the court of Xerxes and what was going to happen to her and what the reason was for that. But she was being planted for another season, a much bigger purpose that she couldn't have possibly have known back then. Rahab, a prostitute, was planted in a house for another season and another reason to enable the Israelites to come safely into the promised land. Saul, who we know as Paul now, was planted on that road for a reason. And the foundations that we experience today in church are blessed and grown from that rock. I was planted in my family, in my marriage, in my situation for a reason. You were planted in your place for a reason. Psalm 16 tells us that the boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. But often in this life, it's hard to see that the boundary lines have fallen in pleasant places. It's often hard to feel that we have a delightful inheritance and make sense of what we're going through in this world. And even if we are sure and have clarity on the purposes of God in our lives, life has its way of knocking us off balance and hitting us sideways and derailing us from the purposes of God. But there is only one force in this world that wants to derail us from God's purposes. And it is that force that we pray and praise and have faith against. And it feels overwhelming at times, doesn't it? Can feel like we're lost, that we don't know which way to turn. In fact, whatever way we turn, it's not the right way. And everything is hard work. But Romans 8:28 tells us that we know in all things, not just my things and not your things, but in all things, God works for the good of those who love him and have been called according to his purposes. What hope we have in the midst of difficult times. We don't know how God will turn this mess around into his mission. But here's a key. We don't have to know the how when we know the who. Sometimes our natural inclination, when we're unhinged or depressed or feel battered, is to focus on the how. How we can get ourselves out of this mess. How we can improve the situation. How we can make things better. And it's all about us controlling things. When I watch a movie, I don't know about you, but I have no idea how they get it from real people onto my TV screen. But it doesn't stop me enjoying and benefiting from watching that movie. And likewise, every day I get in my car and I have no idea how that machine works. It's even called an engine, I think, isn't it? I have no idea, but I can still get into the car and use it. Yeah, I think that my understanding, Josh, is a bit like that too. We can get caught up in the how when we find ourselves in situations of life instead of focusing on the who. Focusing on him who has called us according to his purpose. And this is why it's so dangerous to focus on the how. Because in that moment, when we focus on the how, we miss what the who is saying to us in seemingly impossible situations. If Moses hadn't focused on him, his who, when they were fleeing from Egypt, they were faced with the sea, and the Egyptians were fast catching up for them, then both Moses and the Israelites, and the Old Testament as we know it, would be dead. And at that time, Moses had no idea that there was a pathway through the Red Sea. But God did. And they had been called according to his purpose, a greater purpose than simply being slaves and dying as slaves, but to spend their time in the promised land and show us the relationship that is possible between man and God. And in Exodus, God says to Moses, "Don't be afraid. Stand firm and see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see now, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only be still." This is our wonderful promise, that no matter what we're going through, God for sure sees it, is in it, and sees the path through. But if we focus on the what, we miss this wonderful promise from the who to move forward in fulfilling his purposes in our lives. Once the Israelites stood still, they saw God act. He parted the waves. He parted the sea, and they saw the path through. And the story goes on to say in the Bible, "Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Why are you crying out to me? Tell the Israelites to move on.' And so they passed safely through the waters." It's a similar story when Jesus sent his disciples to go to the other side of the lake, over to Capernaum. They got in the boat and they hit a storm. You know the story really well. But Jesus came walking on the water, right to where they were. He calmed the storm. He got in the boat and they made it to their destination. And in that moment, in that difficult time, he revealed who he was to them. They were in no doubt that he truly was the Son of God. And they needed to know that in order to fulfill the purpose for the next season that they were about to go through. We so often miss the beauty that God has for us in our struggles, because our focus is way off. And the struggles that we go through and come through, Psalm 23 puts it beautifully, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you are always with me. Those struggles don't just prepare us better because of new experiences, lessons learned, greater insights. It reveals God to us. It reveals his heart for us. It reveals the fact that he surrounds us so perfectly and carefully and completely. It reveals his purposes. It reveals so much to us that we would never understand and know without having gone through the struggles. So it enables us to respond very differently to what we're going through, to know him better and better, to trust him more and more, and to be obedient to his purposes so that we're ready for that season of our lives where he calls us to move forward. So if you're going through a struggle right now and you find that you're focusing on the what, you're looking at the circumstances and thinking, there's no way out of here. There's no road. There's never going to be any improvement. Take your eyes off those circumstances and put them on your who loves you, who cares for you, who will never let you down. Because if we don't, we fail to miss God's guiding words, stand still or move on. And it's only being obedient to his voice that we will find our way nearer to his purposes. So these seasons can be a nudge, a reminder to check your focus, to give God space to allow him to reveal himself to you, to remind yourself God is faithful. He will never, never, never let you down. He is fighting for you. And he can reveal more of his love to you. Struggles can leave us walking out of the valley with a greater confidence in our who, a greater confidence in the Saviour, that all the struggles that he went through can really bring us incredible life in a broken world. We're going to give you time a little bit later on in the service to pray with each other. But let me pray for us all now as I close. Father God, thank you that so often you keep us from seeing the full picture of what you see in our lives. Because you know that the very best thing for us to do is to trust you, is to put our hand back in your hand, to raise our gaze, to look in your face, to be focused on what you're saying to us, and attune our ears back to your frequency. And whether we're going through a difficult circumstance at the moment or not, I pray, Lord, that you will enable us to hear your voice saying either stand or go. Because, Lord, what we want more than anything is to fulfill your purposes in our lives. To hear you say, well done, good and faithful servant. Strengthen us against the evil one, Lord, who we know can derail us so many times. And keep us faithful to focusing on you. In Jesus' name, amen.